For KBIN News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A former St. Louis police officer has pleaded guilty to harassing a transgender man by yelling slurs and posting a picture of his home and a gay pride flag on the internet. 45-year-old Jeffrey Michael Levique will serve a year of probation as part of a 6-month suspended sentence. He also must take anger management classes and stay away from the victim. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports prosecutors said Levique blocked the man's path as he was trying to leave his home in December 2013 and shouted several obscene slurs. He then posted the picture, along with more harassing comments. Levique was a St. Louis police officer from 2001 through 2004. He resigned while under investigation by Internal Affairs. American royal leaders say they raised more than $10 million towards the organization's goal of building a new structure to replace Kemper Arena in Kansas City. The organization also said Wednesday that it had a verbal agreement with Sporting Kansas City's investment group to use the new facility for youth sports. The announcements came as Kansas City Council Committee was scheduled to hold the first of several hearings to determine the future of Kemper, which has seen its usefulness drop dramatically since the Sprint Center opened. The Kansas City Star reports the city's Planning and Zoning Committee is considering American Royals' proposal to demolish and replace the arena, or another plan to renovate Kemper into a regional youth sports complex. A former Northwest Missouri State University professor who came to the attention of law enforcement authorities after a Facebook posting has won a victory in court. Matthew Rush was arrested nearly a year ago on charges of cultivating marijuana at his home. Authorities went to his home after seeing a Facebook post by Rush that officials believed was threatening, but that Rush insisted was a joke. The Maryville Daily Forum reported Wednesday that Nowaday County Judge Roger Prokes earlier this month ruled the search warrant officers used to enter Rush's home was invalid and all evidence collected in the search would be inadmissible in court. No charges were filed in relation to the Facebook posting. St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley's new campaign ad accuses his primary opponent of condoning sex trafficking, a charge that the opponent says rises to the level of defamation. The ad that began airing Wednesday cites County Councilman Steve Stenger's legal representation of a man in a 2000 prostitution case. The ad alleges that Stenger, quote, blamed the victims as part of his defense. Dooley campaign spokeswoman Linda Goldstein told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the decision to air the ad was difficult, but that Dooley thought it imperative to let women know. The Stenger campaign issued an immediate response to the advertisement, where Stenger says he was ordered to take the case by the court. The two men are opponents in the Democratic primary on August 5th. The City of Columbia's finance department confirms today that Columbia Access Television, or CAT TV, will not be included in the 2015 fiscal year budget. CAT TV came across the same situation last year when city manager Mike Mathis initially cut it out of the 2014 fiscal budget. CAT TV is the public access television channel that also runs a community media center. It allows members to receive training on media equipment, as well as allow them to rent equipment. Jennifer Erickson is the executive director at CAT TV. She says without the city funds, the channel must become sustainable in order to survive.
We are working on sustainability efforts. It would be great if within the next 3, 5, 8 years that we could be fully sustainable based on we could provide media services and through our membership fees and our class fees. But that's a process.
Erickson also says she is hoping for community outreach to the city in order to get the channel back in budget. A parish food pantry worker who was fired over her marriage to another woman is suing the Roman Catholic Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph. Colleen Simon says the diocese and parish knew before Simon was hired that she was married and her wife was a well-known community leader. She was fired when the couple was mentioned last April in a newspaper article. The diocese plans to release a statement later today. The Missouri lawsuit is among a growing number of clashes over gay rights between Catholic leaders and their employees. Dioceses in Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio, Honolulu, Oakland, California, and elsewhere have added moral clauses to their teacher contracts, barring public support for gay rights. As a result, more than 15 employees have lost their jobs or resigned since 2010. For KBIN News, I'm Jason Hoffman.